Jesus gives you an incredible promise around prayer. He says in John chapter 15, verse 7, if you remain in him and his words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be given to you. That's not a blank check. To remain in him means to be aligned with his will, and his words remain in you, to pray through the scripture. But when you're following the Lord and he's leading your prayers, what you pray for, you're going to see it. God's will is going to be accomplished, and you can have a lot of confidence that God hears and cares and he answers prayer. Pray with boldness, pray because of his grace. This week, focus on some different areas of prayer. The first one is that on our website, and it's got a facelift now, graceinauburn.com, there's 24/7 prayer. I encourage you to sign up for a half hour slot. Devote that time every week, and it'll be about 350 other people who are doing this. Devote your half hour to the Lord to focus on prayer. Sign up for one of those slots and guard that time during your week. The second area is to think about your prayer alone. Not just the half hour, but during the week. What does prayer look like for you? Are you spending time there in prayer with God? Are you valuing prayer, prioritizing prayer? Listen, we all want to grow in our prayer life. None of us are where we want to be. We all want to grow, but take some steps now praying alone with God. The next one would be praying with depth. Not just some theological words that are good or running through a few situations, pouring out your heart to God, going into those deepest places of fears, pain, disappointment, dreams, hopes, and opening up your heart, pouring it out to the Lord. The next area is to pray with someone else. Who do you pray with during the week? Who could you bring in who's already next to you and around you and you're already doing things with that you say, you know, let's pray together right now and let's both pray, or in your life group, praying extended, or praying with an accountability partner, praying with other people's healthy rhythm during the week. The next area is praying for people. Who's on that list that really needs your prayer during this season? Maybe you adjust that list every week or every month, but who do you want to focus in right now and pray for those people? The next one is mobilizing. Who is timid around prayer that you can teach how to pray out loud? Who is distracted? And you can bring them in, pray together and focus, or maybe fasting together. How do you mobilize other people towards prayer? Encourage someone to sign up for the 24/7 prayer. And the last one is fervency. Not just ho-hum, you know, monotony, monotone, but I'm saying go for this thing in intercession, some fervency, some passion in prayer. Not just dry and, but you know, there it is. You're going right to God with these requests and this praise. Start in the weekend services. Just come in with praise and thanksgiving, like you're going for it. It's not just casual, oh well, prayer, whatever. Worship, no big deal. Like, enter in fully in that fervency. Think through these different areas this week, and don't forget Jesus' promise that when we remain in him and his words are in us, we're asking whatever we wish, and he's going to come through. He's going to be faithful. God is going to amaze you with his answers to prayer. Jesus' promise is strong today. Continue to trust him, and we'll see you next time with Daily Grace.